The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba. We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei, Hilchos Shemitas Ksafim, Sifim Aleph through Tes Zayin. Sif Aleph. Haskamas Rav HaPoiskim, the Shemitas Ksafim, Noheges Gam Bizman Hazer, V'afilu B'chutz Laretz. The majority of Poiskim agree that the Halacha of Shemitas Ksafim is applicable even in our days, even in Chutz Laretz. V'alum Nogu L'Hokel. However, the public is makel on this Halacha. U'kvar Ha'ishu Al-Zois G'dali Yisrael, and Gedolei Yisrael already voiced their opinion against this. And some of them have tried to be melamed zchus as to why the public is soimech on the minority of opinions that are mekel. However, one who wants to be careful about doing his mitzvahs, certainly he should act in accordance with the opinion of the majority of Paiskim, especially since one can avoid the downside of Hilchas Shemitas Ksafim by writing a Puzbol. He won't come to any loss. The halacha of Shemitas Ksafim is that under certain conditions, if a loan was made and is due and was not yet paid and came the end of Shemitah, so then under certain conditions, that debt is wiped off and the borrower no longer has to pay it. But if a puzbol is written, which we'll discuss more about later, so then the debt is still in force and it could be collected even beyond the Shemitah year. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying, why rely on the minority opinion that is lenient when you could just do a puzbol and that would be fine even according to the majority of Paiskim who do require something be done, otherwise one would be bound to the halacha of Shemitas Ksafim. B'shnas HaShemitah HaYisah B'shnas Tav Reish Lamed Hei Yisiyah Mirtz Hashem B'shnas Tav Reish Mem Beis Ayin Tav Reish Tav Reish Tzad Yiches Tav Shin Hei Tav Shin Yud Beis Tav Shin Yud Tes. And to bring it up to date, the next Shemitah is Tav Shin Ayin Hei, thereafter Tav Shin Pei Beis and Tav Shin Pei Tes. Sif Beis Shviyas M'shametis Kol Milva. Shemitah gets rid of any debt, any loan. Bein milva baal peh, whether it was a loan that was done verbally without documentation. Bein milva b'shtar, or whether it was a milva that was done with a promissory note. Afil yesh b'achrayis nechassin. Even if the promissory note was written in such a way that if the borrower was liquidated, whoever gave the loan first would get a priority, and then people gave the loans afterwards would get second position as to the dividing up of the hard assets of the real estate assets of the borrower. Even such a type of loan is still wiped out when the end of Shemitah comes. And someone who gave his friend money with terms of a heta iska, meaning he gave him money to invest, half, as we learned in Hilchos Ribbis, half is an investment that he's asking the second party to invest on his behalf, and half of it is a loan that he's giving to the second party. That half of it is a loan and half of it is a deposit. That half that he gave, which represents half that is really a loan, that gets wiped off, comes down to Shemitah. However, the half that he's giving as a deposit for the other person to do business on his behalf, that part does not get wiped off by Shemitah. I'll refer you to Hilchos Ribbis in this shiur where we discuss more the inyan of Heta Iska and how it works with half being a deposit and half being a loan. Sif Gimel. Hamalva is chaveyo yalamashkin. If someone lends his friend with collateral, he takes something as collateral, takes a piece of jewelry or some other thing of value. Ein mishamit. So when the end of Shemitah comes, that loan does not get wiped off if it's collateralized. However, if real estate was acting as the collateral, yesh bazeh chiluki dinim, then there are additional laws regarding whether or not Shemitah would get rid of that loan, and that's beyond the scope of what the Kitzur Shochacha is writing here. Not to be confused with what we said a little earlier today, where the lender has the ability to go liquidate the borrower, and if the borrower has real estate holdings, so then there's different priorities. That is not what he's discussing. He's discussing where there's more of a lien against that specific piece of real estate, so that would be dependent on additional factors, whether or not Shemitah would wipe out that debt when if it was not paid in the end of Shemitah came. Sif Dalet. Arev Shapar Lamalva. If a guarantor paid the lender, meaning the lender lent money to the borrower and the borrower did not pay, so therefore the lender went to the guarantor to get the money and he got the money from the guarantor. The Kardim Shapar Lai Haloiva La Arev, but before the guarantor could get the money from the borrower, Higia Shnasa Shemitah, the Shemitah came. Meshamet, so Shemitah gets rid of that debt as well, even though it wasn't made directly by the lender, but now that the guarantor paid off the loan, so there's an automatic debt between the guarantor and the borrower, and that is wiped out when Shemitah comes and ends. Sif Hei. Mi sheneschayim v'chaveru shvua al-mamayin. If Beis Din required someone to make a promise, make an oath, in order to show that the money was his. And if he would agree that the money is owed to the other party, it would be like a regular debt, and Shemitah would wipe that out. So Shemitah, not only does it get rid of the debt at the end of Shemitah if it wasn't paid, but even if there was a shvua that had to be made to say whether or not there was a debt or not, once Shemitah comes, it also gets rid of that shvua also. The person no longer has to make a shvua. So, because what's the difference? If it would have been a debt, Shemitah would have gotten rid of it. So certainly, the shvua to make a debt, that is not applicable. Sifav. Misha yachayv l'chaveru mamoin v'kafar. If someone owed another person money, and then he denied the fact that he owed the money, v'amdu l'din v'nischayv, and then they went to Beis Din, and Beis Din said, indeed, you do owe the money, and that you're chayav to pay. The kotzu Beis Din psak din, and Beis Din wrote a psak din on it, v'nasnu lidei amalva, and they gave it to the lender. Ein ha-shvius misham tosai. So that does not get wiped out by Shemitah, and the loan still has to be paid. The reason being, as we see, that anything that Beis Din does is considered as if it's already collected, so therefore, the loan does not get wiped out. It's not considered an uncollected loan. And we'll see more about that a little later. Siv Zayin. Hamavis Chaveroi, if someone lent his friend money, and he made an agreement with him, Shloi Tashmitenu Shvius, he says, I'll lend you money, but you know, Shemitah does not wipe out debts. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Misham Tasa, the debt will still be wiped out. Because we say that Masna Adam Amasha Kosa B'Torah, a person can't make a condition on something that the Torah says it's the opposite. If the Torah says that Shvius is what wipes out the debts, so you can't say, I'm making you a loan on condition that Shvius does not wipe out debts, because the Torah said it does wipe out debts. Avo, however, in his Naima, he made an agreement with him, Yashmit Hu Chayvzeh, that yes, Shvius does get rid of the loans. Shemitah does wipe out the loans, but it's not. I'm lending you this money on condition that it won't wipe out this loan. I feel like he says zois b'shnasa shmita. Even if the loan was made during the year of shmita itself, enam sham tasei, it does not wipe out that debt. Rachenim kasa b'shtar loshim pikadon. So too, if in the document you wrote that the money is a pikadon, it's a deposit, it's not a loan, enam sham metas. So then as well, shmita would not wipe out that debt. If someone lent his friend money and the due date was not for a few years, and so the due date is after Shemitah is over, Shemitah does not wipe out that debt. Because that debt could not have been demanded before the due date. The Shemitah is only canceling debts that are due before the end of Shemitah, because then they could be asked for, and if they weren't, the Shemitah wipes it out. But if the due date is after Shemitah, then Shemitah does not cancel that debt. Siftes. If someone gives over his promissory notes of people that owe him money, and he gives them to Beis Din, and he says to Beis Din, Atem, you, Gvuli Chayvi, you, Beis Din, please collect my debts, and on Nishmat. So then those debts do not get canceled out, because again, anything that is in Beis Din's hands is considered as if it's done, and therefore Shemitah does not cancel it out. Yud. If someone sold something to his friend on credit, it's like he lent the money, and therefore Shemitah wipes off that debt if it was due before the end of Shemitah. But someone who sells, storm owner who sells to others on credit, and he does not request the money or demand the money back right away, like was said earlier in the sif, but rather he lets the account roll for a while until it becomes to a certain amount. And a mishamit, so that shmita does not take away that chayv because it was not the time yet that he would demand the money to be repaid. However, if he rolled the debt, all those things that he sold, and now he took all those items and rolled them into a debt, the hainu shechashav hakol b'yachad, like he made a cheshbon of all the different purchases and now made a total number that it's owed, v'kasav b'pinkasav yisach hakolo, and he wrote in his ledger the total amount, azay havikalvo mishamit. So at that point, it turns into a loan, and therefore Shemitah would cancel it out. Prior to that, we say that the person wouldn't be demanding the loan. It's not the time to demand the loan until a cheshbon is made of all the different small purchases. But once the cheshbon is all made, so then already it turns into an official debt, an official loan, and then if Shemitah comes and it wasn't paid, Shemitah would cancel that out. Sif Yud Aleph. Schar Sochir, payments for wages of a worker. Eino Meshamet, Shemitah does not cancel that out. And again, because only loans are something that Shemitah cancels out. But if you owe a worker money, it's not considered a loan yet. It's considered that you have to pay for the work. It's not a loan. V'imzakva lo b'milva, however, if you then turned it into a loan, I'd say you made a cheshbin of a bunch of times that he worked for you and gave him a total and put it in your ledger, so then mishamit, then that Shemitah would cancel out. Yud beis. Haba mikoyach akum, hareyu ka'akum. Someone who's coming with a debt that it emanated when it was with a nachri, so he has the same status as a nachri. Lachain, therefore, misha kana me'akum shtachov ha'yisrael. If let's say a nachri lent money to a yid, and so now the nachri has a promissory note against that yid, and another yid purchased that promissory note from the nachri, ayinu mishamet. So even though now the lender is really the yid and the borrower is a yid, still Shemitah does not cancel out that debt. Why? Because Nachri, he would have had forever to collect that debt. Debts between a Nachri and a Yid don't get cancelled out. So therefore, since this Yid is coming with a promissory note that is coming from a Nachri, that's who was originally lent to, so therefore he's stepping into those shoes, and therefore Shemitah would not cancel out that debt. Same thing is if someone acted as a guarantee for a Nachri on behalf of another Yid. A Yid borrowed money from a Nachri and they wanted a guarantor, so a second Yid acted as a guarantor. V'loy para Yisrael, and now the Yid did not pay back the Nachri. V'hotzach ha'Yisrael ha'ariv l'froy la'akum, and now that Yid who guaranteed the money, he was forced to pay the Nachri back the debt. And now the guarantor took from the Nachri the promissory note that the borrower originally gave to the Nachri, and now he's going to go against the other Yid to get that money back from him. So Shemitah does not cancel that debt either. Aval, however, if there was no promissory note, he's just asking money, one Yid asking the other Yid for money verbally, because he had to pay the guarantee that the Nachri gave. Harezer Pater, then he's Pater, because after he paid off the Nachri, it's now just a debt between one Yid and another Yid. There's no representation that it's coming from a promissory note that is, if the Yid is stepping into the shoes of the Nachri, rather, it's just between the Yid and the other Yid, and therefore Shemitah he's not stepping into the shoes of the Nachri between two Yidin, and therefore Shemitah would cancel out that debt. Sif Yud Gimel. Ein Shvias Mishamatis Ksafim Ela B'Seifa. Shemitah does not cancel out the debt at the beginning of Shemitah, only at the end of Shemitah. L'fichach, therefore, Hamalvas Chaver B'Shnas HaShemitah Atzma, if someone lends his money friend during Shemitah itself, Goyva Chayva Kol HaShana, he has the whole year to get the money back. Ukshetishka Chama Be'er Rosh Hashanah, and on Er Rosh Hashanah, as when the sun sets, Obad HaChayv, that's when the loan is cancelled out. There is a chumrah from Chasam Sofer that says that one should be careful that Shemitah is Meshamet. Shemitah cancels out the debts at the beginning of the year. So sometimes you'll see in Shul on Rosh Hashanah, the year right before Shemitah, right, but the Rosh Hashanah before the Shemitah year, people will do a prosbul, but the main prosbul, as we'll learn about later, is really at the end of the Shemitah year. That's according to most Paiskim. The Chasam Sofer is only a Chumrah. Laiva Shabal Lefroya Lamalva Chayv Shabal Lava Shemitah. If a borrower it now comes to repay his loan that Shemitah passed on, and it was a loan that Shemitah canceled out, Yomalaya Malva, the lender should say, Meshamana Niyasa Chayv, I have canceled out this debt. Ukvan if there's me many, and you don't have any more obligation to me. However, if the borrower says, nevertheless, I still want you to accept this money from me, so then the lender is allowed to accept that money from him. And the borrower should not say, okay, I'm giving this money because of the loan. He should say to him, Shaliheim, it's really my money because Shemitah canceled out the debt. I don't owe you anything. But I'm giving this money to you as a present. And the lender can do certain actions so that the borrower will give him back the money in this fashion and say it's a matana, even though perhaps there was a degree of coercion involved. However, if you can't get him to actually agree to this, that he's giving it as a matana, so then the lender should not take that money back. Tezvav, which is the key sif for today's topic, is Pruzbol Eino Mishamit. If you have a Pruzbol, so then the debts are not cancelled out. Ma'u Pruzbol, what's a Pruzbol? Hamalva Hoylech Eitzel Shloisha B'nei Torah, Shiyu Beisdin. The lender goes to three B'nei Torah so that they should be considered a Beisdin. V'ayim Aleim, and he says to them, Atem Dayonim, you Dayonim, Ma'is Ani Lachem, I'm giving to you, Shekol Choyv Shileish Li Alplaini V'Alplaini, that any loans that I have out to so-and-so and so-and-so, when I should be able to collect those debts whenever I want, even after Shemitah. And then they write the Pruzbol in the following language. While we were three of us together, Havina, and the Malva so-and-so came to us, and he said to us, like we said earlier, and the three of them signed below, Belashan Dayanim, as if they're Dayanim, or Belashan Edim, or as if they're witnesses. You could do this even at the end of the year, Dahainu, meaning Be'er Rosh Hashanah Kodem Shkias Chama, to do it Er Rosh Hashanah before Shkias Chama, before the sun sets. And some say, She'enon Sichem Davka Lichtav is Pruzbol, that you don't have to actually write out the Pruzbol. Aladai B'mashu Aim Alifneim, it's sufficient just saying that language in front of them. Even if you don't have a Beis Din where you reside, you can say, I've given over my my promissory notes to the Beis Din, it's in a certain place. Prosbul, if needed, could also be done by fax. They have different batei dinim that you can fax in the information and do it that way. One important thing to remember is that any loans that happened after the prosbul was done are not covered by the prosbul. Now, so let's say a common example would be, let's say it's 2 days before Rosh Hashanah on Erev Shemitah, and you made a prosbul in shul in the morning, and now you go and you deposit money into a Jewish-owned bank. So when you deposit money into a bank, that's not a pikadon. If they're not holding it on your behalf, keeping it for you, their bank is using the money and is lending it out to other people, etc. So again, since they have a heta iska, so then what you deposited, half, depending on how the heta iska is written, but in the standard fashion, half is considered a loan. So if it's a loan, shvius is mishamit that. So you would want to really make your prosbul after you finish doing any type of transaction like that, before the Shemitah year. Don't do it a little earlier and then get stuck to have to do a second prosbul. Sifta Zion. Loi mahani prosbul elim yesh l'loi v'kaka. A prosbul only works if the borrower has some type of real estate. V'afilu kol shehu sagi. Even a tiny bit of real estate is sufficient. V'afilu ein lo ela atzitz nakum. Even if he only has a flower pot that has holes in it, which therefore, since there's holes on the bottom of it, it has its connection to the ground, meaning it gets sustenance from the ground, even though it's not on the ground. Sagi, that's sufficient. V'afilu ein lo loiva klum. Even if the borrower himself doesn't have any real estate, al sheyesh la'arev, but the guarantor has some real estate, or sheyesh l'mishu chayev loy l'loy v'zeh, or someone that owes money to this borrower has real estate, nami mahani, that's also sufficient. Mimgan la'elu ein lehem klal, and now let's say this person does not have any real estate, none of these conditions apply to him. Im yesh l'malva kaka kolshu, if the lender has any real estate, yachal l'zakeis loy l'loy v'zeh, he can be mezaka the loiva, that part of his real estate will now belong to the lender's, to the borrower's real estate, belong to the borrower. Barfilei de acher, even though he's making that transfer through another person, afil shloi b'funav, even if that borrower is not here with us, he's not in front of us while we're doing this, umahani l'puzbol, that helps for a puzbol. So again, if the person does not have any real estate whatsoever, and a prosbul only works if the borrower has real estate, so we'll give him a tiny drop of real estate of limited, has basically no value, just a pin ahead of real estate, just a tiny bit. And that's sufficient. So now we could write a prosbul, and the borrower will have to pay that debt even after Shemitah. Now, really, even if you rent real estate, that's considered like you have real estate. So who on earth doesn't have any real estate? Everyone lives somewhere. It really would only apply to, let's say, a bacher who lives at home and doesn't have any real estate, because it belongs, you know, even if his father rents, it's his father's real estate and his real estate. So that's really that time when renting the real estate would come into play. Just one last point. It's worthy to note that Tshuva Shevet Alevi mentions that we say we have a rule, Zachen L'Adam Shlei B'Fanav. You know, we're allowed to do something for someone's benefit, even though he's not aware of it. So sometimes you have someone whose parents or other friend or relative is not interested in doing a prosbul. They're certainly not going to keep the halachas of Shemitah's Ksafim. They're not going to release anyone from their debt. So in such a situation, if the person wants, a lot of times you have, let's say, a Baal Tshuva, and he has a parent who has the situation. If he wants, you can write a prosbul and activate a prosbul on behalf of the lender, even though the lender is not interested in doing it, or because he doesn't think it's necessary, or he doesn't think that the matter is important. But you can do it on the lender's behalf, and this way save him from the opinion of the majority of Paiskim. Kol Tov.